318.
You know, I'm starting to sit here and crunch the numbers, and I'm running it through the system, and you're going from one to another to another to another. That's all kind of keeping you going in the same direction. It would honestly be more effective right now to keep it the way it is. It is unfortunate that somebody's more than likely going to be on the bus that long, but, you know, if they're out early from their window and you have some traffic, that's going to probably at least kill 3 to 4, you know, probably about 10 minutes drive time going from point A to point B, so they shouldn't be on the bus too terribly long.
Okay, how about this? How about if I pick up 963... instead of at 1:45 at 2 o'clock, and, then she wouldn't have to be on the bus quite so long while we're waiting for the guy to get out of the grocery store.
Yeah, I do understand that. It's just, you know, now that I'm really examining it and looking at it, the way it's set now, it all has you going kind of nonstop in the direction you need to be going. To pick up 963 and then take them back, you'd be doing quite a bit of backtracking, almost like 6 miles.
Oh, I was thinking of doing things the way it's laid out, just picking up 963 15 minutes later than from when the window starts, so she wouldn't have to be on the bus quite so long.
I understand. I see where you're going. Let it be closer to 2 o'clock or at 2 o'clock you arrive versus not. I mean, that's what's in the window, so yeah. Give it 15 minutes and then arrive yourself.
Okay, we'll do that. Because then, you know, if she's got to stay on the bus, you know, a little bit, that's fine. I just didn't want to leave her on there a long time, not her in particular. All right, thanks a lot.